So Job is telling us, ask the beasts, have them teach you. How do you do that? You know, what does it mean to ask the beasts? Well, I think what the Bible's saying here is that if we study the beasts and we study the earth and we study the fish, we'll learn something about God. And in fact, this is why most scientists who actually developed the science that we learn today, this is why most of them studied creation, because they took Romans 1:20 to heart. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they, and the they are people who haven't heard about Christ, are without excuse. So the idea is, just by looking at what God has created, we should be able to learn something about God. And if you talk to some scientists, some pretty important scientists, they'll say this is why they study science. So James Prescott Joule is one of the most important figures in the 19th century. He was the one who taught us how creation uses energy. And in fact, the joule is the unit, the standard unit for measuring energy. So if I want to measure an amount of energy, it usually comes out in joules. And so we name it that because he was so important in explaining to us what energy is and how creation uses it. Here's what he said. He said, after knowledge of and obedience to the will of God, the next aim must to be know something of his attributes of wisdom and power and goodness as evidenced by his handiwork. Now listen to this. It is evident that an acquaintance with the natural laws means no less than an acquaintanceship with the mind of God therein expressed. So he said, the reason you do science, the reason you study the natural laws is because they tell you something about the mind of God. They express something about the mind of God, and that's why he did science. And there are a lot of scientists of both the past and the present that this is their motivation. And it's certainly my motivation. I study science because I want to know more about the one who created it all.